one separately also. Until the Torah says clearly, both together. But otherwise, it's mashma by itself, each one separately. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, you do not need the word oil lechalik. But according to Rabbi Yashia, you need the word oil lechalik to say that you chayiv for a korban shua on each one separately. Someone says no. Filu tamer Rabbi Yashia, even you want to say go according to Rabbi Yashia. V'sov lo Rabbi Kiva, he owns like Rabbi Kiva. And that's how we know lemayit mitzvahs. To dorish ribo yumiyot. And therefore, we have before, what is the miyot coming to exclude? A dvar mitzvah. It's a pasha shua, so we're only talking about a dvar rishus. So when it says the miyat there of lohar relative, the miyat is coming to teach us not a dvar mitzvah. El yamr dvar mitzvah tziv mimakam anayit. But if you're going to tell me these pashas of lohar relative is talking about a dvar mitzvah even, so what's the miyat then? And we said before, according to Rabbi Kiva, we're marvel all type of shuas that yichayim. The only case you put it from is a dvar mitzvah. That's how we know we're not talking about a dvar mitzvah. That's the maskana. Either we know it from the word oi, or else we know it from Rabbi Kiva's miyit, lorel hetiv, it's mayit, not a dvar mitzvah. For this, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, ma'im rishus, for Rabbon and Shapakam, Rabbon say very good, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, Yehuda ben Maseiro, Omeloch, Oto hatov es acherim, lavaf agav de lesi, b'chlal harois acherim. Like you agreed to me that you chayiv if you swear to do something good to your friend. Even though you cannot swear to do something bad to your friend. So you see, you can have a yes, even though there's no no. I forgot less than b'chlal ha'roes acherim. The same thing with the bar mitzvah. You can make a shvur you will do a mitzvah, even though you cannot swear you will not do a mitzvah. Ribu rachmonen, there's a ribu oi, that you chayiv for ha'tovet acherim. The Gemara says, "Hokinami the kiyam mitzvahs." I forgot less than bevitl mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, agrees you cannot swear to mevatl mitzvah. But Rabbi Rachmana, there's a riba though that you can make a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah. For Rabbanu, what's the Rabbanu in Svara? They say the difference. Tosfim isi b'lo etiv. Over there, a kofan you could swear I will not do good for you. Just like you could swear I will do good for you, you could swear I will not do good. That shvua is chal. It's only you can't swear like you had before to hit your friend. That you can't make a shvua. But just to swear I will not do good for you, there is such a shvua. But hofam yisa b'lein kayim, here by mitzvah there's no such shvua. A person cannot swear I will not do a mitzvah. The only shvua of Yehuda holds is you can swear you will do a mitzvah. But to swear you will not do a mitzvah, there's no such shvua. That's the machlokes. Yehuda says still the shvua is chal. Rabbanim say no. It always has to be opposites. You have to swear yes, and you have to be able to swear no. Here you cannot swear no. The shvua is not chal. The Mishnah says here, shvua shlo yoichel. Somebody says he swears shlo yoichel kikazu. He swears he will not eat this bread. Shvua shlo yoichelenu. Second time he says, I swear I will not eat it. A third time, shvua shlo yoichelenu. The yochlen eats it and a chayiv alachas. He's only chayiv one korban. Zui shvuas bitui, this is the normal case of a shvuas bitui, shechayav mazdoini makis, that if you know about the shvua, and still you go and eat it, yechayav malkis, v'yashiv gosa korban el v'yorit, and if you ate it by mistake, you forgot your shvua, then yechayav a korban el v'yorit. What about shvua shov? In the case where as soon as you said the shvua, right away we know it's sheker, you swear that this table is a chair, in such a case, chayav mazdoini makis, if you swore b'mezid yichayiv malkis, v'asher gosei potter. If you did not realize what you swore on a shvua shov, there's no korban. There's only a chiv korban on a shvua's bitui, not on a shvua shov. Talmud says, normally the mister, why does the Mishnah have to say these three cases? Shvua shle oichol, shvua shle echlenu. What does it say double lashon for? So first one is hokamash mulon. Time with the yomer shle oichol. Only because first he swore he would not eat, which is mashmi, even a kezayis of it is not allowed to eat. Vodomer, then he said, Shloya Echlenu, I will not eat it, which is mashma the whole thing. The Loy Mechayiv, on the Elochot, is only Chayiv 1. Avul, but it would have been like this. Avul, Omer Shloya Echlenu. If he first would have swore, I will not eat this bread, which is mashma the whole bread. So the Shu is only if you eat the whole bread. Then Vodomer, then he says, Shloya Echal, I will not eat it. Shloya Echal was mashma even the Kazayis. Then Mechayev Tati, then both Shvuas would be Chal. Why? Kidurava.
to Yom Arava. Shmua shalai oichal kikazu. The person swears I will not eat this bread. Kivan shakum menu kezayis chayiv. Say loshon shalai oichal or noichal the loshon of an achila of kezayis. I mean, you swore not even to eat a kezayis. As soon as you eat a kezayis, you chayiv. What about shalai achleno? A person swears I will not eat it. Mashma, the whole bread. Is a nechayiv at shiachlas kula. You only chayiv eat the whole bread. Say if you would first swear shloach leno, it's only it's shvu ischal, but what? Only if you eat the whole bread. Then the second shvu is not even to the kazayas of it. The second shvu is kailo, puts more risa than the first shvu. So now if you would eat up the whole bread, you'd be chayiv twice. Then shvu shloach leno biochlo and chayiv lachas.
So there's a question here also, Hasul Lomali, what do we need this case for? He already said like ain't Shvua Chal al Shvua. So the Mor says, Hokamash, when the Mishnah is teaching us that Chiyuvoi Hodeleka, true, right now there's no Chiyuv of two Shvuas, but a Shvuika, the Shvua is still considered here. What does that mean to say? The Mishkachas Rav Chachal, if we find a place to be Chal, to take place, it would take place. What does that mean? But right now, there's another shvua there, so the klal is ain't shvua chal al shvua. So Mora says, look at the rov, it goes like the mahikha, so look at the rov like rov says. The yomar rov, says, shimni shalal harishoina, the first one will be shoyal. Take off the first shvua, also le shniya tachtel, you should know then the second shvua would be chal. So the pshat from ain nisa, ain shvua chal al shvua, is not the pshat the second shvua is not chal at all. So the pshat is right now there's no place for it to be chal. So it's like hanging in the air, and as soon as it finds a place to be chal, then takla meister would be chal. So Mora says, if so, lema mesayla, let me bring a proof to Rava, to this halacha. It says, halacha misha noda beis nazirus. Somebody put upon himself a neder to keep two nazirus. Umon or Rishon, he counted the first 30 days. Vifra shalei korban, set aside a korban for it. And then he was shul upon the first neder. So locher is also loy shni of rishonah, since he took away his first one, the nazirus. So now his second chiv nazirus goes upon the first days. So he's like he's mekayim his second nazirus. So what do you see? That the second nazirus is always around. So Mora says, hochi hashta, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom nazirus miyuisa. Over there, when a person says he wants to be like two nazirus, they're both here right away. When he counts the first one, he's going to have to go and count the second one also. Even if he's not shayla on the first naziris, lemaisi made two nadon like two times to be a nazir. So there it's much better there anyway. He has to count twice naziris. But och over here, shavua shniya miyisa klau is the second shavua round at all. The second shavua should not be chal at all. Since he made a neder, he made the first shvua, and lachur the second shvua, it maybe it's not chal at all. So the mayor would have no proof to Rav's law. Here it's much worse. He had to say that the shvua is chal, just hanging around. Even though right now there's no place to be chal. Just in the case that later on you'll be sure on the first one, the second one is here, that's the chiddush. So from this case over here, we have no proof altogether. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in Chav Zayin on the base. You hold now Chav Zayin on the base. Four lines down from the bottom. In Omar Rova. Rova says like this. You Chav Zayin on the base in the bottom. Omar Rova, four lines. Omar Rova. Nishpa al kikar viyochlo. Somebody swears not to eat this piece of bread, and he eats it. So it depends. Im shayim imenu kizayis. If at least one kizayis is left over from this bread, then nishal oleho. Then he has the right to go to a chacham and be mater, take off the shvua, and then what he ate before is like not an avera. What about ochla kula? Let's say that we ate up the whole bread, then the locher is a nishal oleho. Then he cannot be shoyl on this shvua anymore. Since he ate up the whole bread, the chepetz is not here anymore, it's like the shvua is not around, you can't be shoyl, take away the shvua. That's his chiddush. There's such a halacha when you swear to do something, you have a right to go to a chacham, just like a neder. You could be matar a neder, you could also be matar a shvua. But that's only as long as the chayfis is here. Like the yitz of the shvua was not to eat his bread. So as long as the bread is here, and he's saying, what does it mean it's here? It has to be at least the kezayis has to be here of the bread.
But if less than a kezayis is left over, it's too late to be sure to take off the shvua. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bray the Rabbi Ravashi, Hechidomi. What's the case talking about? What is Rabbi talking about? If he swore he will not eat from it, which means any kezayis, if he eats only one kezayis from this bread, he's of the shvua. If so, mi kezayis kama of the liyisura. He already did the aveira after he ate the first kezayis. So why don't I say also, you ate up that kezayis, it's not here anymore. How could you be sure you'll take off the shvua on the kezayis that you already ate? It's not here anymore. Idi Omar Shiloyechlenu, if he said a lashon, I swear I will not eat it, which means the iser is only if he eats the whole bread, as long as you leave over kezayis, you did not do the aveira. If so, the havamina is my ear kezayis. Why does Rabbi say only because you left over a kezayis at least, but mashm if you left over less than a kezayis, it's too late. Why?